Our next public hearing is subdivision 2005-58 Windmill Estates LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Little Creek 100, Sussex
County. Listen, y'all, if you're going to talk, do it outside. We've got a public hearing going on here. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Link.
Let me start over. Subdivision number 2005-58 is the application of Windmill Estates LLC to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 160.91 acres into 214 lots under the cluster development concept, located south of Route 64, 2,160.5 feet west of Route 451A. This application was also reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott for any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC report of January 25th of 2006 will be made a part of the record. And on Monday, the applicant submitted a revised plan addressing the comments from the TAC committee. And attached to that was also an exhibit booklet. Each of you has a copy of that,
and it'll be made a part of the record.
All right, sir. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Mr. Wheatley, Gene Byard again, this time on behalf of Windmill Estates. With me tonight are the project engineer, Jessica Nichols, and the principal of the project, Darren Lockwood. This project, as Lawrence has described, is a cluster on approximately 161 acres with a planned density of 1.33 acre lots per acre. What is proposed is 214 lots. What is allowed is 321 if the property were developed to the maximum. That's not what's proposed here. Jessica will take you through how the project has come to where it is today. Jessica, if you could come forward, introduce yourself to the commission.
Good evening. My name is Jessica Nichols with Meridian Architects and Engineers, and I am the engineer for this project.
Would you briefly describe to the commission the area surrounding this site and how the area was developed presently?
The area, this is a site that is located in an AR1 district. There are agricultural lands around this community. I don't believe that there are any subdivisions immediately adjacent to the community. However, we have provided buffers around the entire community for this site plan.
Can you describe the site itself in general terms?
Yes. As it exists?
As it exists.
As it exists, there are approximately 5 acres of wetlands on this site. There are a significant portion of wooded lands toward in the wetland area as well as around the borders of the property. The center section is predominantly cropland at the moment.
Can you walk the commission briefly through the cluster design, please? And the site plan?
Yes. The site plan is, as Mr. Byard said, for a proposed 214 lots. The average lot size is 7,500 square foot. This is a 160-acre parcel of land. As we have it designed, it revised in front of you today, the lot acreage and right-of-way acreage equals approximately 56 acres and is centered in the unwooded area of the site. There is 106 acres of open space on the site. Wetlands compose 5.5 acres, which is what is in yellow on the plan. Stormwater we have shown at slightly over 6 acres. The wastewater, it's an on-site wastewater treatment area of approximately 22 acres. and there are 53 acres of passive open space and 18 acres of active open space. Of that 18 acres of active open space, we have incorporated ball fields, a pool, recreation, tennis, walking paths, walking trails, sidewalks on both sides of the street, picnic areas. The passive open space would be, it does not include the wastewater area and does not include the stormwater area. It is 54 acres that are the buffers, village greens, gardens, and picnic areas.
All right, can you tell the commission briefly about your trip to PLUS and PLUS's position and your response?
Yes. We went in front of PLUS in May of 2005, and we have addressed all of the agency comments. I believe you all have a booklet that was submitted for the record. It may be helpful if you want to look. We actually have a copy of our PLUS response in that booklet. We have, within that booklet, addressed all of the PLUS comments. I want to specifically highlight a few of the major ones. The major thing that we did with PLUS was to increase the open space from the original layout, which was 70 acres, to 106 acres, and to put the community open amenity areas centrally located within the subdivision versus separated off to the side. We have added a 50-foot wetland buffer along the wetlands, and in actuality, the wetland buffer is, let me just show you. This is the 50-foot wetland buffer around the wetlands. However, there is an existing wooded, forested area that runs this entire front portion of the site, and we are not going into that wooded area at all with this site plan. So we are retaining probably in a lot of sections 200 to 300 acre buffers of the woodlands. The only section of woods on the site that are going to be taken out at all is just our access way from Whitesville Road, which obviously we need to gain access to the site. It will just be a 60-foot clearing of the right-of-way to get through. But none of the lots, none of the stormwater, none of the proposed development goes into any of that woods area, which is one of the major issues with PLUS. So that addresses a lot of the issues that they had with the Department of Agriculture and whatnot.
What did DLDOT do to him?
DLDOT requested, and we've actually addressed all the DLDOT comments as well, we have added, one of their major concerns, I guess, was that we were only proposing 214 acres on the lot and that the density, the allowable density is for two dwelling units per acre. So there is, they were concerned that we were going to come back with additional lots. And so we've added a note to the plan and we'll record a note that no further development will be proposed on this subject land. We've added the required right-of-ways. The 10-foot right-of-ways have been dedicated to the Sussex County Road 64. We've also added the 15-foot permanent easement along the frontage for the required multimodal path. We have also, DLDOT requested that we leave areas for possible future stub streets, and they mentioned several particular parcels. We have left in this section, which we don't want to put in and clear more trees, but we're allowing a 50-foot easement here, as well as here, as well as here, which on the site plans that you have in front of you will show these are the large agricultural parcels that could possibly be developed. So that area is there should future stub streets be required. Also, they requested that we add a walking and bike path to provide pedestrian and bicycle access to Brittingham Road, which there is a tiny piece of the parcel that touches Brittingham Road. There's an existing drive, I think it's a 10-foot drive, and then we're extending that over into the community to have an integrated street walking multimodal system.
What does Denrick have to say?
DNREC, as I said, their main concerns were isolation distances from the wetlands and any impacts on the wetlands, which we've already touched. There's the stormwater system itself at its closest point is 100 feet from the wetlands. And also they had the concerns about impacting any of the forested area, and we're not impacting any except for the entrance road. And there's comments throughout here you can read regarding the TMDLs and the what we're going to do a pollution control strategy and a nutrient budget that will address the TMDL issues. And typically, conversion of croplands to grasslands reduces the pollutants and runoff of actively farmed areas. There are no lots or development within the 100-year floodplain. There was a hunting issue. None of the lots are... We provided a 30-foot forested buffer, which there's essentially already an existing forested buffer to remain, but in reality, no lots are within 50 feet of any of the property lines as they're laid out. So I don't think the hunting issue will be a... problem. Let's see.
I think the commission knows about Canada geese. I think it's heard about what's being preserved by way of forest. Can you move to the Department of Education and to the county's concerns?
The Department of Education, we have proposed a bus stop at the very beginning of the entrance road to this community as far as impacts on the schools, I mean, we don't anticipate that there would be any great impact with this development.
And let's move on to 99-9C, those 17 elements. Could you address those? And after you've done that, please address the cluster ordinance.
And regarding Sussex County, what you said before, the one comment was, I think the major was to incorporate the active and passive open spaces centrally located, which we've done with this plan.
99-9C.
That's also in your book, should you feel. You want to follow along. Regarding the layout of the proposed subdivision, we feel it's superior in its integration to the existing terrain. We use the design concepts, such as the reduced lot size, to maintain as large buffers as we could from the surrounding area. The subdivision itself is going to be so far set back from the road, it's probably going to, except for the entrance, no one will even know it's there. Like I said, the existing forested buffers around the property are going to remain. So we feel that we're able to maintain the integration. All lands considered tidal or non-tidal wetlands with the Army Corps shall be preserved, and we left the natural forested buffer in addition to protect the sensitive riparian wetlands. There are no known historic features located on this parcel per the State Historic Preservation Office. Open space, like I said, there's 106 acres of open space, 60 acres of which will be preserved as the wetlands, the woodlands, the forested buffers, and the passive open spaces. Removal of trees on site, like I said, is limited to the 450-foot section of the entrance road to provide ingress and egress to Road 64. A 30-foot forested buffer has been proposed around the entire perimeter of the property, but in reality, like I said, it's more like a 50-foot buffer. Central water is to be supplied and maintained by Artesian as well as the central wastewater system. Artesian is a company that is already authorized by the state of Delaware to perform these services. Pollution in surface and groundwater will be prevented through implementation of the Sussex Conservation District and DNREC approved stormwater quality BMPs. Runoff, again, regarding erosion and sediment control, these will all be meet or exceed the current standards. Internal subdivision roads will be designed to meet or exceed Sussex County Engineering Department as well as the state fire marshal regulations for safe vehicular access. We've also provided for sidewalks and streetlights on both sides of the roads throughout the subdivision, providing for safe pedestrian movement within the community. Detrimental effects on the area property values. I don't see that this would be an issue, but like I said, this subdivision is very much buffered from any adjacent properties, so I wouldn't anticipate that it would have any detrimental value on any of those sites. A school bus stop has been provided at the entrance to facilitate pickup and drop off of school children. Active recreational facilities have been proposed, including the ball fields, swimming, walking trails, and the open spaces, which are located in our passive open areas, as well as along the stormwater management or just village greens and whatnot. Regarding DelDOT and yes, obviously there will be an increase of trips on this section of the roadway, but throughout the DelDOT review and design process, we will address any of their safety issues and provide whatever improvements are warranted for the increase in the traffic. We don't anticipate any effect on the area waterways, again, because of the buffers that we're providing to the wetlands and through the woods. And also with the conversion of the farmlands to grassland, that will reduce the non-point source pollution and nitrogen and phosphate.
If you could, Jessica, in conclusion, summarize briefly how what you've designed is superior to an ordinary grid subdivision.
The standard lot, like Mr. Byard said, if we did a density of 2 dwelling units per acre, we could have 20,000 square foot lots, which out of the 160 acres would take up it would all be encompassed within lots, roads, stormwater, and the sewer area, and then with the required 10% open space of 16 acres. The cluster subdivision with 214 lots, the 7,500 square foot lot size, we have the lots and roads take up 56 acres, which leads to the 106 acres of open space.
All right, gentlemen, that's the application. We think that the plus comments for once have been helpful and have been addressed. We think that the county's initial concerns have been met and addressed, and we'll be glad to answer any questions you have.
All right, sir. Thank you. We'll see if anyone has any. Mr. Gordy.
So you stated that there's no lots within the wetlands. Is that correct?
There are no lots within the wetlands.
Okay. And the open space, who's going to maintain the open space as far as wetlands and the rest of it?
That's a function of the Homeowners Association created by the restrictive covenants, which will govern the development.
Mr. Gordon, there were restrictive covenants that were submitted, and they do govern that.
You did state there's a 30-foot buffer surrounding the entire development?
Yes.
Okay. And then that majority of the lots are 50 feet from the property line?
All of the lots are 50 feet minimum from the property line.
And then okay. How about sidewalks?
Sidewalks on both sides of the streets. And I believe there's a cross section. Yeah, and on your plans as well as on the site plan that we have up here, there should be a cross section, the typical street cross section showing the sidewalks on both sides as well as street lights.
And has there been a septic feasibility received?
They are in the process. It's going to be a central on-site wastewater system, and they are in the process of doing the field work to obtain the DNREC approval. And they've done the soils work, and the area that we have shown is the area that they have determined will be the approved area and has the soils that can accommodate the system. And that's Artesian that's doing that work right now.
And you stated something about possibility of having an area for a bus stop.
Yes, which is shown on your site plan as well.
For proposed parking for a
yes.
bus stop. You would have enough room for that.
Okay.
And you stated, I was thinking about something else. What was you stating about the road from Brittingham Road?
Oh, just there's a a small section of the property that touches Brittingham, and I believe there's an existing gravel drive at this point. It's not enough to get access to the parcel, but DelDOT requested that we put a pedestrian bike path, so that's their comment, and it goes up into the street sidewalk system.
Okay. Well, that's all the questions I have right now.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the area there, lots 170 and 171, and again in 178, 179, is that the Stubbs Street connector?
Is that right over here?
Yes.
Yes. That is the 50-foot easement that we have with the option to put the Stubbs Street in.
And realizing this is a preliminary plan, but do you have any design ideas, anything that you might share with us, what you envision for the entrance? I heard you. I know you'll be working with DelDOT, yes, for any acceleration, deceleration, but your words, you said you'll hardly know it's there.
Right. Well, what it would be, and it's based on the traffic generated and the current traffic existing on the road and the speed limit, and there's several different things involved in designing the entrance, but you go through whatever DelDOT warrants, and that could be, at a minimum, there will be a right turn deceleration lane, and should it be warranted, there would be a protected left turn or bypass lane. It's all of those kind of depend on it. It's a numbers game, and there's generated DelDOT tables where you figure out what needs to be done to make it safe and to their standards, which we'll have to do whatever they tell us to do.
Thank you.
Johnson?
I have no questions.
Okay, Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Counts?
Just one question. Could you clarify for me, would you, your cover sheet, I guess, indicates that parcel 14 on the north side of Route 64?
Yes.
Is an adjoiner list?
Yeah.
But it's listed as the parcel that's part of the property? Is it?
It is actually, do you know that it is actually included in that parcel?
Because it shows up on your
right
run there.
Right. This is part of this parcel.
Okay, so it's not a joint, it is part
right
of the property.
Right, but we're not doing
it. If it is part of the property, then is that also the restriction that DelDOT asked for no further subdivision? Does that apply?
Yes, it applies
to that parcel
to that
also.
Correct. And all of the dedications have gone on that side of the road as well to okay for the ultimate right of way.
But it could be a buildable lot.
Not if there's a restricted
214 lots.
That's fine. That's across the road.
But yeah, but it's part of the site plan, though, as I understand it. So
right,
that would
it's
make
all,
it.
It's part of all their calculations in terms of acreage, open space, et cetera. But they've deed restricted to not allow it to be further subdivided.
And it should be so noted on the plot if it's a preliminary approval when it comes back for final.
So you can just clarify that.
Okay, Mr. Robertson?
No questions.
Great.
I've got one.
Okay, Mr. Gordy, go ahead.
Mr. Byer, will you include the agriculture buffer in your deed restrictions? I mean, the agriculture notice?
Absolutely. Anything else?
Actually, it's in the restrictions as well.
All right, then. Okay, if you'd be kind enough
thank
to take a seat for a moment, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-58 Windmill Estates, LLC? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-58? Yes, sir. Step right up. Be so kind as to give us your name and address, please.
Jim Melvin, and I own the adjoining property.
Terry, you're here.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Sir, if I could just have your last name again.
Melvin.
Melvin.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
I'd like to know what kind of restrictions, what kind of dwellings is going to be on these lots.
Okay, we'll get that for you right now.
Well, why don't you ask another question if you have one?
We'll He's searching for that when you ask me the next one.
Well, okay. As we talked about, I found it.
That's the main one I wanted to know.
It looks like what's proposed is 1,500 square feet for one-story dwellings and 2,200 square feet for two-story dwellings, exclusive of decks and porches. And it describes roof pitches, et cetera.
Is it modular or double wide?
I can tell you.
I don't think any modulars are
done. Yeah, no.
No. All stick built.
All stick built.
Stick built.
Okay. That's the main thing I wanted to know.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, it actually says yes, manufactured homes shall be strictly prohibited, so it's very specific.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Evening. Dean Smith, 15227 Pepper Box Road, Delmar. The 30-foot buffer that she's talking about. My property joins the Melvins here, I guess in this point here.
Uh-huh.
There's no wood buffers there. Are they proposing that they're adding those on their properties? And the next thing was the hunting. Someone mentioned something about hunting. You got those lots right there. Well, that's my property right there. So you're telling me that the rear of that lot's within 50 feet of the property line?
Right.
Right. That was the only two questions I had.
All right, sir. Would anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anybody else have any questions? Anybody on the commission have any questions? Well, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you for being with us this evening. You're certainly invited to remain to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.